This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. A United Way fellowship program is giving social entrepreneurs a leg up. One of them is an urban farm in South Dallas, a community with limited access to fresh food. The founder has dreams of a cafe and market, serving up meals by the end of summer. I know. It's a little cliche to start a story about a farm with a rooster. But in my defense, that's not your typical big city sound effect. The neighborhood that surrounds Bonton Farms is as urban as it gets. Highways, housing projects, and convenience stores are all shouting distance from these two lots, which are home to chickens, goats, beehives, farm dogs, and rows of crops.
Yeah, if you're down too deep, the plant might not even grow.
As he plants a neat line of a root vegetable called kohlrabi, Patrick Wright talks about what his life was like before Bonton Farms.
I was like at ground zero. I had lost everything.
Wright had been to prison and was struggling with a serious drug problem. He says he prayed for a change and a few days later met a man who'd recently started a small community garden. He invited Wright over to check it out.
There's a vacant lot right next to his house, and he said he commandeered it. You know, this is the hood. I say, like, commandeered? What? We never heard of that word. He said it means to take over. Oh, you jacked that vacant lot. Okay.
That garden led to a full-on farm. It started with two donated lots tucked in a neighborhood between Highway 175 and the Trinity River, then a couple dozen acres 10 minutes down the road. Wright was there from the start and is now farm manager. He's immensely proud of what they've built and what he's learned along the way about nutrition.
Nothing gives me more pleasure when I'm given a tour and I have these little kids run up to me. Excuse me, Mr. Patrick, can I have a collard green? Can I have a tomato? They're going to go and pull that collard green right off the plant and eat it raw.
The neighborhood surrounding Bonton Farms is what the USDA calls a food desert, meaning the nearest grocery store is at least a mile away. And a lot of people don't have cars to drive to far-off supermarkets. When folks have to make meals from the convenience stores that are in the neighborhood, health problems like diabetes abound.
You see things a little differently when you live somewhere than when you visit, right? And so when I moved here, a lot of those men that I'd been working with, I didn't know, but they were sick. So we planted a garden next to my house, originally just so the men that we were working with could have something to do and they could take the food when they went home.
That's Darren Babcock, who founded the farm. He moved to South Dallas in 2012 after spending a lot of time volunteering here. Last year, a United Way fellowship program called Ground Floor helped the farm expand. This year, Bonton Farms is in the running for more funding.
Ultimately, we need a place where people can come buy fresh food and can sit down and have a meal together, a good meal together, and have a place where we can gather as a community and learn about what it means to be healthy and that we can be.
So a cafe and market where people can buy produce, prepared food, or just sit and eat was the pitch this time around. The United Way's Susan Hoff says up next is months of mentorship and training boot camp.
Those that make it through the boot camp, which we hope everybody will, but it's pretty intensive, they'll come back, they'll pitch again, and that's when the ground floor investors will determine which they will make investments in. And those could be grants of up to $100,000.
The lure of that kind of funding is an exciting possibility, Babcock says. Even more exciting, the chance to learn the restaurant business from people in the know.
Whether we win the money or however much money comes, we'll be grateful for that. But what we really need is this community of people to pitch in their ideas and their talents to help make this successful.
Babcock imagines an August opening for his latest venture. One person who'll help see that through is Patrick Wright. To him, Bonton Farms is magical and heals with more than just healthy food.
It's like all my relationships is back together, especially with my daughter. We got a great bond now, and she loves the farm. This farm have really, really helped me. It's like here, it's like a sanctuary.
A sanctuary with plans to grow, so more people might find peace and purpose there. Courtney Collins, KERA News.